from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Look, it certainly looked like the offense was in a better rhythm. I think it helped, obviously, to have a veteran presence like yourself in there. Offensive line play a little bit better. Tell me about how you guys operated.
Yeah, it was a lot smoother than last week, and that was the goal for this week. So, Nuzel at center, I have a lot of reps with him throughout the past couple years, and so he had the line going, and then receivers made plays, and it's football's a lot easier when you don't kill yourself, whether that's penalties or negative plays. So I'm proud of the guys. We did well. We just came up a little short at the end.
Tell me about the hookup with Chris Blair. You guys have played a lot together too in practice and this and that. You guys certainly had a hookup today.
Yeah, we brought in Chris last year during the season. He was on practice squad last year, so I had a lot of reps with him during scout team, and you saw it last year in the film. Like he was making a lot of plays against our starting defense. So, from then on, we've kind of had a great relationship, good chemistry. So, our goal today was just to keep that going. So, he had a great game. I wish I got him 9 more yards to get to 100. So, we'll be chasing that next week, hopefully.
You certainly took care of your end of the bargain there. You took some big shots in the game, too. Tell me about that and staying in there. You haven't had a ton of reps this year in practice. So, you're kind of doing it in the game, so to speak. Tell me about standing in there and delivering the rock.
Yeah, you don't really like getting hit, but at the same time, last time I got hit obviously was Miami, but before the time that was in Chicago last year, which is January. So as much as I hate getting hit, it is good to get hit for the first time. It kind of feels like, all right, I'm back in it. Kind of gets the nerves out of there. So after that first hit, I'm good to go. But, yeah, as a quarterback, you don't like getting hit.
You're a pro's pro, and there's things going on at the quarterback position that probably are a little bit out of your control, but you continue to work and stay at it. Tell me, give the fan a mindset of where Taylor Heinicke is.
Yeah, obviously, we brought Kirk in, and then I didn't know that we were going to draft Mike. So, kind of taking a step back and look at it realistically, it's like, okay, what can I do to be on this team? And, for me, it's to be prepared when, if my number's called, and more so than that is come to the facility and try to be a good teammate and a good person. So any chance I can get to help Kirk, to help Mike, to help John, I'll do it, and I'll stay after and help them in any way they can. So that's kind of my mindset. It's a dream come true to play in the NFL, and just trying to do it as long as I can.
Well, all those things came to roost today. Pretty good to see you, bud.
Thank you.
Taylor Heinicke.
Doing his thing. Look, we had high hopes that when we finally, I was going bananas after week 4. I wanted to see Heinicke in there. And unfortunately, I don't know if, was it Arthur's game plan or Heinicke's ceiling? Because he just didn't look like the Heinicke we saw when he was with Washington. Remember when he beat us, right? A
Correct.
Few years ago. And it just didn't take off. Up, and you and I were at the game in Nashville when he goes in the second half. And unfortunately, he did give you some bounce. And then the defense went, well, enough about last year. But this year, fans just want to see, Penix. You didn't get to see Penix Jr. You did get to see Chase McClellan. Our 6th round draft pick out of Alabama.
Yep.
And he averaged, 5.5 a carry? So that's not too shabby.
No.
And also, another guy that you and I have been talking about, and I think Chris mentioned at night, is Chris Blair. I know we've talked about you know, some of these dudes who look out for. Out of Alcorn State, 26 years of age, trying to stick with his team, either through special teams, but he's been a guy making a lot of catches. He was the one who caught that nice ball down the sideline from Penix in the week 1 of the preseason.
No doubt about it. So Taylor got a lot of the snaps on Saturday. This was Coach Ra after the game, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we're kind of just recapping against the Ravens. Again, our final preseason game will be Friday. Jacksonville here. It's our only one at home. 5 o'clock pregame, kicks at 7. And then leading up to between now and then, and they will not play, if you're asking. Justin Simmons is not playing. Neither is Matthew Judon. But they will get those guys up to snuff when it comes to, you know, the plays and the game plan and the things that they're expecting. And they'll be ready to go week 1. The curious thing, Mike, and we'll talk about this in about 15 minutes, is the Steelers have a lot of things right now that people are asking questions about. This may not be as of a daunting task going into week 1 as we might have thought. I'm not saying it's going to be easy,
right,
but they still have a lot of questions coming after, you know, week 2 of the preseason. So we'll talk about it. Here's Coach Ra after the game with Dave Archer.
Ra, guys competed really well again today. Just tell me your overall impressions of how the guys went out there and played.
I love the way they went out there and played. They fought together. They fought hard. I like that last drive going down there, punching the ball in, you know, making it a chance to get a win out there and going for a 2-point play. The guys had fun. They ran the ball well today. They played physical up front. I really felt the energy from the coaches. I loved everything about today other than not getting a win.
Tell me what you get out of it when you start to try to evaluate. I know we're a ways away from you having to pick the 53 guys you want on this roster. But what do you get out of that? Are you looking individually? Are you looking at groups? What are you looking at?
You know, you're looking at how people react. You're looking individually. You're looking at people going out there and executing some of the stuff that you've seen get done throughout the summer. You're watching guys tackle because it's one time you can evaluate those guys. You're watching guys break tackles. And we had a little bit of both on both sides, and those things are exciting. On special teams, obviously, we're looking at the, you know, the kicking game and how it's going to work out and how it's going to play. You know, the operation of the punt, the operation of those things. That was a little bit of the down part of our day, but we'll know we'll get that fixed with Koo. We got all the confidence in the world in him.
A couple of individual guys I wanted to ask you about. Ruka Rororo and Brandon Dorlus. Certainly Damone Harris coming off the edge. Those three guys in particular were pretty physical and played well.
It certainly looked like it. You know, got Ruka's first sack. Got him a chance to get out there in some pass rush situations today, and he went out there and executed, which is showing us something else and how to get to the quarterback and some of those things. And, I mean, you know, those guys seem like they're having fun. You know, and that's probably the most important thing for all of those guys. Damone is playing really, really strong, really heavy hands, setting edges, and I just enjoy watching him.
All right, a couple other guys, a couple of skill guys. Chris Blair showed up big for you, and Natron Brooks, he was a beast on the edge.
You know, Chris Blair certainly had a bounce back game from the fumble. You know, I know he came back last week and got the big play, but to come back and really put up 91 yards, I think, receiving or something like that, and catch some of the big plays over the middle of the field, that's all exciting for him. And Brooks, I mean, he played about as fast as you can play. He talked to me about playing middle linebacker in high school or something like that, but he was outstanding.
I know how proud you are of guys that aren't getting a lot of snaps in practice, yet they're dialed in and ready to go. Taylor Heinicke looked like he was one of those guys today.
That's certainly the formula we've been using. You know, we work out ones and twos, got a chance to rest a bunch of those guys today and to get those threes out there and some mixed in with some twos to watch those guys play. They don't get a bunch of snaps in practice. They don't set excuses. They lock in, load in their jog-throughs. They lock in, load in their walk-throughs and their coaching opportunities, and the opportunities they got showed today, and they went out there and played well.
All right, back in Mercedes-Benz next week.
I can't wait to get back to the Benz, man. It'd be fun. Get the guys out there, get a chance to walk around our stadium, let it get a good feel of our crowd, do some of those things. It'd be awesome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Art.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.